Grace, for people who don't know, what is Crafty Supermarket?
It's like an indie rock craft show, essentially. This is like, we bring all these indie crafters together for a big show in Cincinnati from all over the eastern United States.
You've been doing this for 4 years now, and it seems like the focus is related to the holidays.
Well, we also do a show in April. We do two shows a year, one in April and one the weekend before Thanksgiving. So we're biannual, but our holiday show is definitely the biggest of the year.
It's all do-it-yourself. Tell me a little bit about what we'll find if we come to Crafty Supermarket.
Yeah, it's totally handmade. It's a juried show, so we take applications a couple months before. We had more than 200 applications for about 80 spots this time. So it's really competitive, and we look for people who are making stuff that we've never seen before, people with really high levels of craftsmanship, people who are just doing stuff that we think is really cool. So we have everything from housewares and ceramics to clothing and baby goods, posters and stationery, jewelry, accessories, anything that you can make, we've probably got it.
Those sound like things we can buy in the big box stores. But I know that the Crafty Supermarket is really not very supportive of big box consumerism.
Right. We offer an alternative to going to the mall. This is like a gigantic mall, but it's all handmade stuff. So the people that you're buying from are actually the artists. You know, the person that made the thing that you're buying is the person you're also giving your credit card to.
When you talk about really cool stuff, what do you mean by that?
Visual Lingual that makes seed bombs, which are little rolled up dirt balls with seed mixes that you just throw in your gardens for lazy gardeners, which are amazing. I mean, they just did a show with Martha Stewart. They've blown up in the last 4 years. And they were in Martha Stewart Magazine, and also Paper Acorn, which makes little folded paper containers and luminaries. They've also been in the Martha Stewart Magazine. Some of the other really cool things we have this year, there's a woodworker here in town that goes by the name Dixon Branded, and he makes crazy housewares. He also has these metal lamps that he somehow makes. We've also got a staffer from LPK who makes these really cool screen printed pillows that are kind of collagey looking and really, really hip. And then we also have super classy silversmith jewelry, you know, that's hand hammered. And so there's really a range from DIY, grungy, punk kind of crafts to super classy, you know, give this to your fiance kind of crafts.
You're one of the most experienced DIYers that I know. What do you have on hand this year? Now, you've written a book, and you've written book number two. So let's talk about the book, and then I want to know what you're bringing to the Crafty Supermarket this year.
Well, my book, Crafty Superstar, is a business guide for part-time crafters. And the first Crafty Supermarket kind of came around as a book release party for my book, and it turned into something so much bigger than what we anticipated. And the updated version came out just last year. It's still all about getting a crafty business started when you're, you know, juggling other things like a job or a family or school or whatever. So what I'm bringing to Crafty Supermarket this time, I've been really into zines lately, like photocopied little cut and paste kind of magazines. So I've got a couple of those and some zine kits where it's all the supplies you need to make your own zine, like scissors and a glue stick. And I just started experimenting with making my own stickers, like making envelope glue and using really gorgeous paper and like cutting them myself. So I have like little handmade stickers I'm going to be selling.
Who should come to Crafty Supermarket? I know you'll say everybody, but is it families? Is it kids?
And we get a little bit of everybody at our show, from college students and families with young children to, you know, professionals and retirees even. And really, like, Crafty Supermarket is just for anybody who likes high quality goods, who likes buying handmade and supporting artists. That's the one connecting thread among all of our customers.
Grace Dobusch, thanks so much for being with us. Looking forward to visiting Crafty Supermarket.
Thank you, Sherry.